Hello and welcome to the Torah Simecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean and today we'll be studying Perek Samach Vav 66 in Tehillim. Lamanatzeach Shir Mizmor, Hariu Lelokim Kol Haaretz, a song that speaks to the time of Mashiach, says the Radak. The first pasuk speaks to the universal recognition of Hashem when Mashiach comes. The universal recognition vis-a-vis the miracles that were done for Bnei Yisrael, and that will be done for Klal Yisrael in the time of Mashiach. Hariu Lelokim Kol Haaretz. The whole world, the whole land should shout sounds of joy to Hashem. And as we continue through the parak, the content will focus on our particular reasons for that joy that we await to experience. The composer of this parak is not specifically stated, and the Ibn Ezra suggests that it may have been composed by one of the other composers who we have seen crop up in Tehillim. But either way, as we know, David organized and set up the Sefer of Tehillim as we know it today. A final note of introduction, according to the Vilna Gaon, this is a mizmor that was sung on the sixth day of Pesach as a preamble to Kriyas Yamsuf, which occurred on the seventh day of Pesach. We will see a reference to Kriyas Yamsuf as we learn the Perek. Pasuk Beis 2, Zamru Kavod Shemo, Simu Kavod Tehilaso. Sing the glory of his name, make the glory his fitting praise. And Pasuk Gimel, Imru Lelokim Mano Rama Asecha, Barov Uzcha Yechachashulacha Evecha. Don't just sing about Hashem, but tell Hashem. Imru Lelokim, speak to Hashem directly. How incredible are your acts, Mano Rama Asecha. And Barov Uzcha Yechachashulacha Oivecha. Because of your incredible power, the nations will acknowledge their lies to you, says the Ibn Ezra. Or the Metzudas David, they will actually lie to you and feign love and commitment to you out of self-preservation. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah tells us on this pasuk, when Paro and his army were being drowned at the Yamsuf, Paro had no choice but to acknowledge Hashem. Hashem Hatzadik, he declared. Mano ra ma'asecha. Pasuk Dalid 4, Kol ha'aretz yishtachavu lecha, vizamru lach, yizamru shimcha, sela. Incredible, this pasuk is telling us that the entire world will understand the reversal of fortunes of the Jews, which will bring about global recognition of Hashem. The whole world will bow down to you, will sing to you. And now we look back at the miracles of our history, because we must never forget our national miracles of the past. Pasuk Hey, Lechu Ure'u Mifalos Elokim. Go and see the wonders of Hashem. No ra'alila al b'nei Adam. The awesome deeds that Hashem does to mankind. Pasuk Vav, Hafach Yam Le'abasha, Banahar Ya'avru Baragel, Sham Nismecha Bo. Hashem transformed the sea into dry land during Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. And the river, the Jordan River, the people traversed on foot, and there they were elated. So go and see, lechu ure'u. Don't just sit comfortably and look back, but lechu, be an active participant. Engage in action and envision yourself in the place of the miracles. Transport yourself to another time. Isn't this what we do on Pesach? Chayev Adam lir'os es atzmo ki'ilu hu yatzam mimitzrayim. Every one of us is obligated to view himself as if he himself left Mitzrayim, because Pesach is a portal into another time, and we need to look at other times in history when we were given miraculous gifts. As we skip to Pasuk Yud, we declare that the only way that we can truly appreciate the miracles that we have experienced is to look back at why we experience these miracles. Pasuk Yud, Ki bechantanu Elokim tzraftanu kitzraf kasef. You tested us, you refined us as one refines silver. And Pasuk Yud Aleph, Havesanu b'metzuda, Samta mu'aka b'masnenu. You brought us into a cage, you put chains on our necks. We recall how you tested us. Our tsaros were so intense. The sun was so scorching hot. The taskmaster's whips pierced our backs. The cold and dark tunnels while being chained were unbearable. Why should we focus on the trying times in our history? Can't we just move on? The same reason that we must focus on our slavery in Egypt as we declare our freedom. Because someone who has never experienced adversity cannot appreciate the calm in his life, like the one who did experience adversity. The freed slave appreciates freedom. The healed patient appreciates health. The victim of abuse appreciates kind people. The one struggling student appreciates his or her later successes in life. The freed hostage appreciates daylight and family and routine. And therefore, we look back so we do not forget. And we have had our nisyonos, and some nisyonos linger on. The isolation of waiting for a shidduch was or continues to be painful. The dead quiet in the house during childlessness was or continues to be deafening. There are women who have lost husbands to war, soldiers that have lost limbs. Hashem has tested us. So how do we make sense of it all? And here is where the emuna kicks in this perek, tzaraftanu, kitzraf kasef. How do I deal with all of this? How do I deal with the age-old question of tzadik viralo? Hashem has tested us and he is refining us as one refines silver. The heat is intense and melts it down, which results in a beautiful piece of silver. Pasuk Yud Beis, Hirkavta enosh l'roshenu, banu ba'esh u'bamayim, vatotzi'enu l'rivaya. The Malbim's interpretation, you have put men on top of us, men that guard us and terrorize us. The prison guards, the so-called innocent Palestinians who have guarded captives at whose hands they endured psychological and physical torture. The silver that is being shaped and molded and purified needs to first pass through that destructive fire and the water that can drown. But then the Meshorer says, ultimately, Hashem extricated us from our predicaments into abundance and has restored us to our lofty positions. And this will happen in the future. Vatotzi'enu l'revaya. Or, as the Ibn Ezra explains it, revaya relates to avir, the air. We were released from the choking confines of imprisonment into the fresh air. An image that resonates with all of us, I'm sure, post-October 7th. Hashem has brought about a reversal of our predicaments, and we look towards the future when we will be the recipient of Hashem's permanent salvation. In Pasuk Yud Gimel and Yud Dalid, here the Meshorah transitions from speaking in Lashon Rabim, a spokesperson for the public, you tested us, you did great wonders for us, you took us out, and now he shifts to Lashon Yachid, to first person. Avo beisecha ba'olos ashalim lecha nidarai, asher patzu sefasai v'diber pi betzar li. I will pay my vows in the Beis HaMikdash that I spoke when I was in distress. He speaks about his sense of gratitude in the second half of the perek, but he shifts from speaking about the us to the I. And the truth is, this seems to be the paradigm of our Hakaras HaTov in general, because we have to look at ourselves as part of the Klal, as part of Klal Yisrael. Each one of us is an integral part of Knesset Yisrael. We look at national salvation, but then we need to take that inspiration and relate it to our personal salvation. It's moving from the macro to the micro level. It's looking at that grainy photograph of inmates in the concentration camps and then listening to one account of one person who is able to survive and build generations. It's taking the macro view and realizing that there are so many personal stories. There are soldiers in the front, with wives at home, with parents at home waiting, with one wife having to put her kids to bed without the help of her one spouse. That's taking it from the macro to the micro level, making it personal. And alternatively, when we experience national salvation, when Klal Yisrael experiences the Shefa of Hashem, we have to peer into the windows of our fellow Jews. Wow, one grandchild is able to hug his Holocaust survivor grandfather, and yet another couple is able to celebrate their wedding after October 7th, and another young man is spending all day learning Torah in an institution that was founded by a Holocaust survivor who lost everything except the will to carry on the torch of Torah. It's our national stories that have so many individual stories of inspiration. It's the Meshorer moving from Lashon Rabim to the Lashon Yachid. We will skip to Pasuk Tes Zion, and the Meshorer declares, or we, the recipients of Hashem's Chesed, declares, again, Lechu Shim'u, Va'asapra Kol Yirei Elokim, Asher Asa L'Nafshi. Go and listen, and I will tell you, all those who fear Hashem, what Hashem has done for my soul. Before, The pasuk told us it was lechu ureu, go and see. Now it's lechu shim'u, go and listen. So we have to use both of our senses, our sense of sight and our sense of hearing, to immerse ourselves in the stories of miracles. Go and listen. Again, go, the act of going. Listen, and I will tell you, all those that fear Hashem, Yirei Elokim, what Hashem has done to my soul. And the truth is that one who is a Yirei Elokim, a God-fearing person, he will hear the story differently than someone who is not a Yirei Elokim. When we hear of a simcha or the birth of a healthy baby or hear that our children arrive safely, a Yirei Elokim will not take these hidden miracles for granted. So come, let me tell you the story of the great miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf, of the enemy suddenly losing their power. But the open miracle, says the Ramban, hearing about these open miracles and Hashem performing these miracles for us is for the purpose of showing us that there are hidden miracles in our lives at every moment. So let me tell you about the Nisim Gluyim so that you will understand and be cognizant and be sensitive to the Nisim Nistarim. The beginning of my salvation is the story of how I called out to Hashem and how Hashem did not hear the doubt in my voice. Psukim Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. And Pasuk Yotes, Achein Shama Elokim, Hikshiv Bakol Tfilasi. Hashem listened to my prayers. And Pasuk Chaf 20, Baruch Elokim, Asher Lo Hisir Tfilasi, V'chasdo Me'iti. Blessed is Hashem who did not turn away my prayer and his chesed from me. We look back at this parak and we see the Meshorer recalling history and tuning our ear to the miracles in our lives, one of which was splitting of the sea. In Parshas Beshalach, the pasuk tells us, Uparo hikriv, v'yis'u b'nei Yisrael es'einehem v'hinei Mitzrayim nosea achareihem, v'yir'u ma'od v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. Paro was gaining ground. He was bearing down on B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael looked and they saw the Egyptians bearing down on them. They were terrified and they raised their voices to Hashem. Paro hikriv. Hikriv is an interesting grammatical construct and therefore it means Paro hikriv was brought his army close to B'nai Yisrael. Or as Rabbeinu Bachaya quoting the Medrash tells us, Paro hikriv, he also brought B'nai Yisrael close to Hashem. The conditions that bring about tragedy, fear, uncertainty, and sadness, this ultimately brings us closer to Hashem. The proof is, in the same pasuk, we are told that B'nai Yisrael saw the Mitzrayim and they cried out, V'yitzaku B'nai Yisrael el Hashem. They prayed, they connected. But after that, they cry out in a panic. They complained and said, why did you bring us out of Mitzrayim? Hamibli ein kvarim. There aren't enough graves in Mitzrayim that we have to die now at the hands of these Egyptian soldiers. Moshe gives them a pep talk, and then Hashem tells Moshe something seemingly strange. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ma titzak elai, daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yisa'u. Why are you crying out to me? Speak to b'nei Yisrael and let them travel. And raise your stick and split the sea so b'nei Yisrael can enter the sea on dry land. V'yavo b'nei Yisrael b'toch hayam b'yabasha. Huh? Aren't we supposed to be directing our cries to Hashem? Haven't we been saying this for basically every perek? The Or HaChaim teaches us that we need to pray, obviously, but we also need to put our feet forward. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisa'u. There are two parts to the equation. Let them go in. Pray, take a leap of faith, and move forward with your hishtadlus, demonstrating your emunah. Pray and go for that job interview. Say Tehillim and then make that call to the Shadchan. Engage in tefillah while researching the best doctors. Your efforts can represent your faith in Hashem. V'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, they cried out. Hashem tells, daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso, they should travel, and then Hashem will split the sea. B'nai Yisrael needed encouragement to make that first move, says Rav Shalom Shvadron, because the fear of change was bigger than the fear of being incarcerated once again in Egypt. And sometimes it's hard to make that first step to change and to do a deep dive into the raging waters of uncertainty. But as our parak encourages us, lechu ureu mefalos Elokim, no ra alila al b'nei Adam, go and see how great are Hashem's wonders and realize how great your potential and ability to change is. With that realization, jump into the waters so that Hashem can lead the way on a dry path. as we said in this parak, Hafach Yam Leyabasha, Banahar Yavruba Ragel, Sham Nismachabo. May we all be cognizant enough to facilitate our personal and collective miracles from Hashem. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmos, Helen Moskovitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.